Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
All right, budget time. Let's get into it. Let's start at the Richmond Football Club, mate. What are you doing with the $1 million?
All right. Now, we're finishing off the budget today too, the award winning. I'm only going to grab, so for those unfamiliar with the budget, you get $1 million to attract or acquire the talent that you need, or we think that they need. Not what they are reportedly chasing, what we think, or I think, they need. Now, Richmond, I'm okay. I would like them to go after one of the two midfielders that have been spoken about. So Hopper and Taranto are the two mids who have both requested trades to Richmond. Now, I'm saying go for Hopper and not Taranto, but look, I don't mind either way, one of the two. But the other, now, they are both going to be in the $750,000 range from all reports.
Agreed.
So there is not a lot left. But with whatever is left, a young key forward is important, because Jack Revolt is 34, I would suggest, close to. Tom Lynch is not young either. And Tom Lynch has had some injuries. He's had that, you know, that really nasty PCL, which slowed him up for a season. He had some injuries last year. So I think Mabior Chole left. Mm-hmm. Callum Coleman-Jones left. Because they just couldn't provide them opportunities.
Games.
They were in the maybe that news wasn't out about.
Yeah, Michael. I knew it. I knew.
He's ringing me.
For people who may not be aware, not watching us right now, Michael Hurley now on the blower.
He might be ringing me about the Bengals. Hopefully he's ringing me about the Bengals.
Oh, no.
But they need some depth in that space. Now, Samson Ryan's a guy I've spoken about, but and I'm more than happy to admit, I'm not sure. I think early days he was considered a key forward prospect, but he's developed and grown.
He's too tall.
To 206. So whether he becomes a Rory Lobb type, I'm not sure. I think the Tigers need to spend that remaining 250 odd and go and find and go and poach a young key forward. Now, not talking Georgiades, because he's going to cost a lot more, but I'm talking about
and
someone.
You've already given him to seven clubs in the budget
anyway.
Yeah,
he's busy next season. But I'm talking about someone who's not getting a game. So a young, tall forward who the Richmond recruiters and the personnel staff can go and look at and say, we identify him as a talent of the future. He needs another year or so in the VFL, and then hopefully he can take Jack's spot in 2024. So that's Richmond. Thoughts?
It's good. Well, I like it. I would have front-ended the Hopper deal this year and given 250 to Ranto and then swung him around in the budget segment
you
in 12 months.
You are a dead set front-ender.
Well, I think you're front-end one, you're back-end one, but you're right. The key forward is an interesting prospect.
They'll need it. They'll need one soon.
I'll tell you what they do particularly well. Mm. They go and find very good footballers at other clubs and convince them. You spoke about Melbourne being the best presenters in the AFL when trying to go and get a player. Richmond can't be too far behind considering the talent and now premiership talent they've been able to get to punt road.
Yeah,
so
indeed.
And that way.
So
let's get to St Kilda, because this is interesting.
Yes.
Because they were heavily into Jordan Degowie. It hasn't worked that way.
So clearly there's some money there as well. There's some money available. Now, I don't know, or I'm not going to specify a position. I'm not going to go, you have to get a midfielder, you have to get a key defender, you have to get a... I'm just saying acquire A-grade talent.
Go get the best player.
Go and get the best player you can get. Now, you know, you need it to be a fit and you need to identify and be able to foresee a way that the player fits within your squad and the way you want to play. But they need more top-end talent. They don't have a lot of... Max King, I think, if you were to say top 10 players at their position, Max King's probably in there for mine. I think Callum Wilkie's probably in there. But as a third to second tall defender, they're not sort of... box office, are they? They don't, to me, have enough top-end, difference-making, A-grade talent.
But this has always been the conversation on St Kilda. Who is their absolute A-graders, all right? So once Nick Revolt retired and that sort of, that early 2010, 09, 10 crew are done, who is it? Mm. So you could put Max King as a possible, because he's right there. I'd say he's an A-grade talent. Wilkie, that an Australian. They have two Australians and only one Australian this year.
Sinclair. Sorry, he's top 10 at his position.
So there's three, right?
Yeah.
That's probably not enough to consistently have a crack at a premiership. So what you need to do now is tell me who that A-grader is.
Oh. Do I?
Your theory's correct. But, like, who is it? Who can they legitimately maybe have a zing to go and get? Because there's...
Well, that's the question, I don't know. And that's why I haven't, you know, been more than happy to sort of name names as we've gone along. But it's hard to identify someone for them. And that's the challenge. But that is the challenge. Take on the challenge. Go and find someone who you can attract to your footy club. Now, they, you know, clearly made some strides with Jordan Ngoi, but ultimately he picks Collingwood. He remains where he is. So... He, you know, on to the next one.
You know, I did say yesterday that Max King, really, the next 10 years is almost pinned on Max King. And I believe that. But I think to find the next A-grader, the absolute legit week-in A-grader, hey, all Australians, this is who we're talking about, Rowan Marshall needs to take that step in 2024. And we know he's an undeniable talent. And he's been right there and thereabouts. But he's now got to go. Now, there's been some injuries, which, you know, and he's taking his time. And that's what happens when you're a bigger dude traditionally in the AFL. But for me, he's your next guy, right? Max King, Wilkie, Sinclair had great years. In particular, Sinclair, who I thought was outstanding. You got it. Rowan Marshall's the guy that needs to stand up next year. Their ruck combination will be interesting.
Mm.
No more Paddy Ryder. So the rock, how they go about it. But Rowan Marshall now has to go, all right, I'm an A-grader, week in, week out for St Kilda to continue to build towards where they want to get to.
Agree. So top end talent, and also keep Hunter Clark. That would be the other element to that as well. Don't let Hunter Clark walk out the door. And there was a report that came out. Call it a rumor. There was a rumor that Hunter Clark's eagerness on North Melbourne had cooled on the back of what's going on there with the coach and the uncertainty there. So make of that what you will.
Trade Mornings for Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians. And Toyota. Toyota certified. Pre-owned in a class of its own.
Jenkins and Cam Luke, wherever you might be, good morning to you. It's Trade Mornings for Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians and for Toyota. Toyota certified, pre-owned in a class of its own.
Just quickly, and we'll get back to the budget, but in reference to what we said, or I said about St Kilda, a couple of texts straight away about Jack still being an A-grade player. Can I call him an A-minus?
Yes, you can.
Not disrespecting him.
No.
And he is as tough as they come, and you'd love to play for him. And I don't know for a fact, but I'm sure he's an excellent captain, an excellent leader. And you never hear anyone speak ill of Jack Steele. But in terms of the best midfielder in the competition, where does he sit?
Oh, well, he's a little
outside the
down.
Top 20?
He'd be on the cusp of the top 20.
Right. So he's A-ish.
He had an A-grade season 12 months ago.
He's an elite tackler.
He had injuries this year, which didn't help. The thing that I was trying to make, I guess, the comparison to is who goes to that next level. I think Jack Steele, the football we've seen the last 2 years, is at the top range of his game. He's not going to, over the next 3 or 4 years, turn into the best midfielder in the game. Yeah. Well, I think Max King has that opportunity.
Let's say that he is an A-grade.
Yeah, we'll call him A-grade then. Four's still
more.
Not enough.
They need more. So even if, you know, we'll concede that we miss Jack Steele as an A-grade player, they need more.
Agreed. And how they do it is the interesting point now, because as we touched on in the first day we were together on Tuesday, they're at that juncture. They've got their coach. They built this list that they thought can contend for a premiership. It hasn't turned out that way.
Yep.
And what they do now, they took a massive swing at Jordan Ngoi, and good on them. They had to, I think, and they tried. They fell a little short from all reports. Sydney, let's get to it. $1 million to spend. They're a team that, fell one game short of winning the flag. Callum Mills last night wins their best and fairest. What do they do with the $1 million, JJ?
Now, this is a situation where the Swans need to attract a genuine key forward. Now, Logan McDonald, I've got every belief that he will make it into a very good forward. Now, the lure or the potential of him going back to Perth, I feel like might always be there. And he may never even have any intention of going back. But, you know, that chatter will always be there. Well, Sam Reed and Lance Franklin, we know, are both... Well, Lance Franklin's in his last season,
mm-hmm.
as far as, you know, unless things change. And you've got to imagine Sam Reid's in his last or second last season. And if you look at the Bob Skilton medal from last night, it went Mills, Warner, Rowbottom, Parker Heaney, Tom McCartan, Goulden, Lloyd, Rampy, Florent. So there were no forwards, tall forwards in that. Heaney's a marking, medium-sized marking forward. The rest were mids. There was only one key position player in the top 10 for the Swans, and they had a great season. But if you look at, Geelong's, there were multiple key position players in there. Cameron won it. Tom Hawkins was in there. Mark Blitzarves was in there. Sam De Koning was in there. So, each club is built differently, but the Swans are going to need some key position help in the front half. The McCartan boys are going to get the job done down back.
This is only for 1 year though, right?
Yes. Yes, but you're going to have them moving forward,
of course. Agreed.
But you still need to attract one right here, right now.
Yeah.
Let them have a year of development, hopefully playing alongside Buddy, and then Logan McDonald and this newly acquired key forward can help Sydney.
And the reason I asked you that is because they have it was pick four Logan McDonald. So they've obviously invested a lot draft-wise,
and
he played a lot. I know that, again, we talk about his finals, which he didn't set the world on fire, which isn't the only key forward not to set the world on fire in September early in his career, and then, of course, didn't play in that grand final. So it is an interesting one because Sam Reid's second half of the year was outstanding. It was a huge reason as to why Sydney got going, but there's got his age for a start, and also the fact that he struggled with injury.
And he was I think his performances were really strong as the second ruck. He looked good in the ruck, which we haven't seen that from Sam Reid a lot throughout his career. So when he went around the footy, he looked really good. So no doubt in my mind that the Swannies will be looking for another big key forward to saddle up alongside Logan McDonald to take them into the next 5 years.
All right, the West Coast Eagles, horrible year. They struggled. They look like they're going to lose Junior Rioli as well. They are not in the market for Luke Jackson. So $1 million. What are you doing for the West Coast Eagles?
Every club's been given $1 million. I need to take some money back from West Coast. I'm salary dumping.
Hello.
So
from the original
West Coast are at a distinct disadvantage as a Fremantle, but West Coast specifically. So Darling, Nat Nui, McGovern, all locals, Elliot Yeo, all very, very well paid. All, if you went to them in a situation like I was in and said, look, we want to move you along and we want to save some money and we want to get younger, they'd say, I'm from Perth. I'm not going anywhere. They're at a disadvantage in that space. As the whole salary dump, quote unquote, situation evolves, the Eagles, and Fremantle, find themselves in a unique situation where they're at a disadvantage because those players who are locals, who have got families in the city as well, who are very comfortable, who are very well paid, who have got great notoriety, are not going to want to go anywhere. So they're going to find it tough, but they're going to need to find someone. So Andrew Gass from Melbourne, Luke Shuey's from Melbourne. So they're going to need to find someone who they can go to and say, this is going to start to generate this turnover because they're the second or third oldest club
now
in the league.
Now, but this is it, right? It has to be this trade period.
Well, they've got to start it, yeah.
Because this is what I said earlier in the week when I said they don't want to lose Junior Rioli. I still think that it might somewhat work for them when it comes to currency.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because you've got to find players with currency, okay? And it's not just simply about how good they might have been or how, like, another 12 months with Gaff and Chewy, who I both think are outstanding players.
As do I, as does everyone.
And their currency does diminish only because another 12 months down.
And they get older.
Right? McGovern, there's not a... McGovern's probably the guy the middle of the year that I suggested would probably be your currency guy because, and I did at the time suggest the Western Bulldogs might be a play for him because he's got a year to go. He's out of contract in 12 months' time. If you go and get they chose Liam Jones and he's got a 3-year deal, so he's going to be in the red, white, and blue. But there's not a great deal of guys due to the hometown factor you mentioned and obviously, the demographic and the age profile of some of these players that have a great deal of currency on the list.
Yeah, that's right. But that's that doesn't take away from the fact they need to find a way to start this process.
But the thing is, say Andrew Gaff's a perfect example. He's a guy that has currency, right? He's a very good footballer. He would fit in really good teams. Like, you know, if you put him into, a Melbourne or, one of these, Carlton. He's not going to Carlton. I'm just using it as an example. But he doesn't want to come home. He doesn't want to go to Melbourne. There's been 3 or 4 approaches from big clubs with big money offers in the past that he's shunned every single time to stay at the West Coast Eagles. He signed that deal.
Yep.
That gave him, after 2 years, an opportunity to opt out, and he opted back in. So even someone like Andrew Gaff, who's got
currency...
Who turns
31 this year, next footy season. So all of those guys, Luke Shuey's 32, Jeremy McGovern's 30. So, Elliot Yeo, again, even if you went after an Elliot Yeo and decided to move him along, he's 29
and
soon.
Hasn't got on the park
and
a great
played,
deal.
Hasn't played, has been injured. So... West Coast have got their work cut out for them because they know, of course, they know that they need to get younger and get cheaper.
Not easy to do.
But when you've got a lot of your highly paid players, Jack Darling the same. Jack Darling's from Perth. Well, hang on. If you're in Jack Darling's shoes, hang on. I've got young kids. My family's here. I've played over 250 games. I'm a premiership player. I've won. I'm an All-Australian. Why would I go anywhere? Now, you can say, the lure of another premiership. But... that's one element.
One.
And you're not even close to promised that.
And it's not even close to the lure of a premiership crack compared to another one, I assume, as well.
That's right.
Interesting to see, and Tim Kelly's been a good footballer for them, but interesting to see in hindsight how they look back on that deal. A guy who wanted to go home in Tim Kelly ends up back in the West, but they had to pay an absolute premium for him to get him out of the Geelong Football Club. Lastly... the Western Bulldogs, $1 million budget. What are you doing?
Lastly, the Dogs. And I'm keen to get the feedback from Dogs fans because, again, and I've been a little slack in terms of naming names on the back half of the budget. But
it feels
because...
like the Geelong Best and Fairest might have taken some of your prep time away.
I had three mid-strength beers. But let us know, Dogs fans, 1300-23-55-48, because you've got $1 million. I like a lot of what the Dogs have put together. So the midfield's great. Tim English is there. They've got, all of a sudden, they go from being a little light in terms of the talls in the back half and the forward half to a surplus, almost too many. Well, a lot of us think they have got too many. So I think improving the bottom end of their 22 is important for the Dogs. So I've given you $333,000 to find three players who can improve the bottom end. So your bottom six, find three players. And you let one go, and Patrick Lipinski, who we spoke about yesterday, you let one go. And that's all right. Every club, sees different things. So Dogs fans, as I said, 1300-23-55-48. Three players from other clubs that you can go and find. Is Paddy Dow one? He's a name that hasn't necessarily worked for him at Carlton. He's been squeezed out of the midfield. He's just one that may work, may not work. Some Dogs fans may want him, some may not. Go and find a way, whether they're half... forward flankers or back flankers or someone to play on the wing so Bally Smith can play inside more. You need to find a couple of not depth players, but players who can come in, play basically every week and just really bring the bottom end of that team up.
Just quickly, on that conversation with a player, how hard is it? Because they organically end up in maybe your bottom six where they're so desperately needed. But if you're trying to sell someone to come to your football club, you can't sell it as we're bringing you over as... that sort of bottom
what you can sell. So take Paddy Dow. Well, how many AFL games did he play this year? Hardly any.
Yeah.
And you play his club off against him and say, well, Chera's young. Cripps is the captain. He's got a Brownlow. Matt Kennedy just signed a 3-year deal. Sam Walsh is young.
Yeah.
You're not playing.
No, you're not. But that's why they lost Lipinski, who is perfectly suited for what you are talking about.
But it's a different type. Dow was the first one that's good Swanhill boy,
Of course, your neighbour.
So you've got to find, whether it's a small pressure forward.
Agreed.
Or it's a small defender, whatever it is, whatever you the Dogs identify, and Dogs fans will know better than I, whatever they need, go and find them in the state leagues. Brad Close is in the state league somewhere. Brad Close is playing around in the VFL or the SANFL on someone's list not getting an opportunity. You just got to find those
Atkins
types.
Is another
and they're
one.
Hard to find, but they're there.
They are. Hey, Trade Mornings for Host Plus, an industry super fun for all Australians. And Toyota.
That's a wrap.
It is. Toyota certified, pre-owned in a class of its own. the budget wrap party tonight at the Jenkins household. A quick break, plenty more next.